the hot corner. We're sweating. It's not hot enough.
I believe the forecast indicates that kickoff will be right about what the temperature was today, which is good. It's good to get back into it because we need to, you know, we got a break the last couple of weeks. And so we'll watch it and maybe adjust over the next couple of days. Today was a good day.
Everything good day in for the game? You're just
no, we don't have, no, we're just, this is a Wednesday install day. And, you know, we got first and second down in and we're staying on a normal installation week. And Wednesday's always a challenge because there's some new concepts that go in here and there. There's, you know, adjustments that are made and, you know, there may be a mistake on the field, but it's part of the practice week. You work through it. And it was good that we had to stay focused through the heat.
Jeff, last year when you split with the Jags, the second game here didn't have Albert. How much does it help when he is on the field?
Well, you know, we've had some difficult times with the Jags with Albert, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, you like to think that because of the way he had been playing and the way he played in that first game, it was, you know, he's certainly a difference. But, you know, one person's not going to make the difference in a ball game. But having everybody healthy defensively certainly helps.
You're looking forward to Vince playing a whole game, having the whole game plan, everything in order to see how he reacts
to
all of that?
Yeah, he's excited about the plan. And, you know, there will be things that we carry through till Friday that we'll sit down with him, and you know, if he's not comfortable with him, doesn't like him, then we'll pitch him out. He's gonna do a lot of good things and do a lot of good things with the things that he likes and he's comfortable with. So he's excited about the plan. He's been working hard, and you know, he made some very good decisions today.
As he goes into another year, there are so many more things that he is comfortable with that you might not have tried, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he understands concepts and defenses, and things are becoming more and more familiar to him, but. The most important thing for Vince is to relax, have fun, just play, you know, and just because that's when he's at his best, when he's having fun and playing and not putting any pressure on himself. And, you know, if there's a mistake, just overcome the mistake and go on. That's the beauty of having four corners involved.
How has he gotten it in terms of not putting pressure on himself? I know early on he kind of felt that a lot as he's gone on.
Well, I think he understands if you put the time in and you stay focused through the off-season program and through camp, then you've done things over and over and over, and they become second nature to you. And when things become second nature to you, that's when you have, you know, there might be a moment here or two to enjoy what you're doing.
Where has David Garrard shown the most improvement in his time in Jacksonville?
It's just decision making. You know, he's going to throw the ball away, and he's a very good ball handler. If he can't see something downfield because he's not a tall quarterback, then he won't make the throw. He's going to make sure he can make a good decision. And so I think, I mean, that's a sign of a maturing quarterback.
Do you think that playoff experience and having the win in Pittsburgh will serve him well?
Oh yeah, there's no doubt that winning a playoff game, you know, gives you experience. At least it gives you that momentum into the off season, and you come in the off season healthy and you work hard. And as they've done a good job surrounding him with an improved receiving core, he should have more confidence going into the year.
Coach, how much is the Collier situation? Do you see that being a distraction at all for them?
No, it appears just from the outside that the organization handled it very, very well. You know, they kept everybody informed. Fortunately, he's in stable condition, and they've kept the players informed through this, and they've moved on. You know, Richard would want them, you know, to go play. I mean, who knows? He'd be watching the ball game as far as we know. So, you know, I think they handled it well. I mean, it's difficult. I mean, it's a difficult period, you know, over a couple of days. But I think once people realized that he'd stabilized, that, you know, they were able to take a deep breath.
Is there anything you can say to players to get them their minds kind of off something like that?
Well, I mean, the game has its own sense of pressure that'll put on you. It'll captivate your attention when you walk in the door, come to work, because of the job requirements. And so you address it, and then you get ready for the opening.
Don't you like starting off at home?
Yeah. It's a great opportunity to get our fans involved, and at home against a division opponent is the only way. You should start off the regular season.
There's been a lot of talk about the generic schemes offensively, vanilla, you know, chance to throw a little chocolate in now. I mean, how much do you look forward to that, getting to run the full gamut?
Well, we're going to try to score one more point than they do, and in an effort to do so, we're going to probably have to do some different things that we did during the preseason.